This is the 1 Minute Marketer. I'm Mark Mathis, Creative Director at Amperage Marketing and Fundraising. And I've been thinking, what can we all learn from bathroom marketing? As you know, everyone eats and drinks, and everyone has to go to the bathroom. In fact, I think there's even a book, if I remember correctly, that we read to our kids called Everyone Poops. You should look it up. It's a great bestseller. In this long-tail, inbox-cluttered, smart mobile world, it's nice to see how some marketers are using alternative media to stand up and stand out from the competition. Jimmy John's has an eclectic, fun brand position. It's simple, and it's very memorable. But it is also a lot of fun. Even the in-store branding supports the feel and vibe of this amazing brand. If you are sitting on the toilet at some Jimmy John's, no pun intended, at your feet is a message headlined, "Interesting Facts About Uranus." This technique left me laughing and reinforced why I like their product so much. It's more than just a sandwich. It is the experience at every point of contact. Jimmy John's does not compete with Subway on price or on calorie counts. They have not copied any other sandwich shop. They carved a brand out of a unique difference or selling proposition that seems to fit the people they hire, the food they serve, and the store environment, right down to the bathroom floor. Freaky, fast, and fun. Now pass me one of those great chocolate chip cookies. Page 2, or stall 2 in this case. When my son was 6 or 7, he would say, "Hey, how come that guy didn't wash his hands?" when we were in the restroom. Of course, he said it loud enough for everyone to hear. And one time my son said just that to a very large, tough-looking gentleman as he left the public restroom. Believe me, we exited the bathroom cautiously. There is also a real effort to make sure employees wash their hands now when they use the bathroom facilities. So now there are hand-washing signs in the bathroom just for all employees. Some say something like this: team members are required to wash hands prior to returning to work. And it is those signs that started me thinking about how important it is to understand the environment where we place marketing and the customer journey people travel. Restaurants are required to post a reminder to their employees to wash their hands prior to returning to work. It's a good program. I've always appreciated the signs. Yet I saw one the other day posted on a mirror facing the sink. Wait, what? Why? It's a good reminder, but you actually have to be at the sink, probably washing your hands, to see the sign. Some are posted on the soap containers. It's even worse. The journey mapping smart marketer would post the sign at the exit door. This is a perfect place on the journey to catch someone before they go back to work, sans hand washing. Or maybe post it above the urinal, any possible place other than the one place where it will do the least good. You must think of the journey your customer, donor, stakeholder, prospect, patient, or employee is taking before you start marketing. Otherwise, you end up with messaging that only speaks to the choir, or hand washers in this case. This is the 1 Minute Marketer for this week. My special thanks to audio engineer Bill Klaproth. If you like the marketing thinking and strategy you've just heard, reach out to us at amperagemarketing.com. We will move the needle for you. Thank you so much.